is that sometimes you have these big movies that are about the end of the world and there's all these characters and everybody's kind of trying to figure out how to solve it, right? But then you have these stories that are about two people in a room and talking about their relationship, and it matters just as much. But in the scheme of saving the world, the two people talking in the room doesn't really matter. But it might be relevant, but it doesn't matter. And in the scheme of the two people in their relationship or whatever, talking about their relationship, the world ending doesn't matter because that's all that matters in their world. And what I find fascinating about the magic of narrative and storytelling is that you can get people to look at the smallest, tiniest little thing and make it the world. And then you can get them to look at the grand scope of things and make it the world. And you just kind of have to figure out, like, well, what narrative am I telling? Am I telling, because in the story of saving the world, two people who are having a fight in their relationship is irrelevant. But in the scheme of you and your loved one, it might be your entire world. And I love that there's room in art for both to exist. And I don't think one is better or worse than the other. It's just that in context, they both negate one another. And I think in showing your work, for example, if you're doing an end of the world story where there's all these big characters involved and superheroes, it might be worthwhile as you, as a creative, to investigate that interpersonal, very emotional relationship that person has with someone. Just to explore it so you understand the character better and you understand that dynamic. And it might be a blip on screen. It might be a blip in the narrative. But it might feed that story and it makes it fully baked. But you don't need to go into it with us, even though you did all this work on it.